thousands of my fellow countrymen did not make it through these struggles alive. This book was born out of the desire on the part of myself and the author to reach out to others, to help them understand the atrocities many successive governments of Sudan committed before and during the civil war. To that end, over the course of many years, I told my story orally to the author. He then concocted this novel, approximating my own voice and using the basic events of my life as the foundation. Because many of the passages are fictional, the result is called a novel. It should not be taken as a definitive history of the civil war in Sudan, nor of the Sudanese people, nor even of my brethren, those known as the Lost Boys. This is simply one man's story, subjectively told. And though it is fictionalized, it should be noted that the world I have known is not so different from the one depicted within these pages. We live in a time when even the most horrific events in this book could occur, and in most cases, did occur. Even when my hours were darkest, I believed that someday I could share my experiences with readers so as to prevent the same horrors from repeating themselves.